and dialing in toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features you'll find there for you. They're all completely free. Unlike those other talk show hosts, who many of which would like to charge you $5, $6, $7, $8 a month for their website, we give it away, so enjoy it. Over at freetalklive.com, and control the content of the site, too, by voting up or down on stuff you like or dislike, and submitting new things to the site. You can do that, too. So when you find something online that you think's interesting that you'd like to share with our listeners, you can do that by submitting it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. So, still to come, of course, your phone calls about anything you want. And last hour, we started the hour before we ended up talking about Trayvon Martin, THC, and the war on drugs, beheadings. We were talking about wiretapping, and specifically some court decisions, and actually not just the courts, but the Department of Justice as well, coming down against state governments for arresting people for recording the police. And the first news story, JJ, that you shared with us was about Illinois having a court of appeals that had overturned
the Seventh Circuit Court.
Yeah, the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals.
Yes.
So federal courts overturned the Illinois courts that had decided that, oh, yeah, it's fine for you to arrest people for recording the police. Well, no, they said it's not. These cops have no expectation of privacy, and it's entirely within your rights to record these people.
Yep.
So that's good news. But you had another case, or another, item here that was related.
That's right. This one's from Carlos Miller. And pixic.com.
Friend of the show, by the way, like Carlos Miller. Yep. Great guy. Met him at the Liberty Forum this year.
Yes, and he came to Keene.
He did.
Almost got arrested. Had a controversial video and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
That's great.
If you go to freekeene.com, you can search for Carlos Miller, and you'll get to see some of the exciting stuff that happened while he was here in town.
Exactly. So he's got this article here. U.S. Department of Justice slaps Baltimore police over right to record issue. There's some really good quotes that I hope to get to later here in this article. Basically, the U.S. Department of Justice is coming down hard on Baltimore Police Department as it prepares to issue a settlement to a man whose footage they deleted after he recorded them making an arrest. The settlement stems from a 2010 incident at the Preakness Stakes, which prompted the Department of Justice in January to send a statement of interest to the judge presiding over the resulting civil suit, advising him that such blatant action violates the Constitution and should not be tolerated. The letter provoked the police department into issuing a 7-page general order to its officers in February, stating that citizens have the, quote, absolute right, unquote, to record cops in public as long as they did not, quote, violate any section of any law, ordinance, code, or criminal article, unquote. Baltimore cops simply expanded existing laws to allow them to continue cracking down on camera-wielding citizens, including threatening arrest to a man for loitering. On Monday,
who was recording them?
Yes.
Right.
It's just a man for loitering, and it's a hyperlink. So it's that kind of article where I'd have to click on the link to find out more.
So couldn't the police just, through a loophole, arrest someone recording and then just say it was disorderly conduct?
Of course.
Well, I think in this case they tried to arrest this man because he was recording and call it loitering.
Right. Well, that's another catch-all. Yeah. Right? So they've got a variety of charges.
Oh, you're just standing there.
Yeah.
You're recording us. You're just standing there. Well, you're loitering.
What?
So on Monday, the Department of Justice slapped the Baltimore Police Department with another letter condemning it for writing such a vague general order and for allowing the harassment to continue. It's a very impressive read. 11 pages of case citations and constitutional clarifications, one of the most solid efforts from the federal government in protecting the rights of citizens to record police. The letter was issued less than 10 days after various journalism and civil rights organizations, including my favorite, the National Press Photographers Association, sent U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder a letter insisting he take action on the war on photography. As far as I know, this is the first time the federal government has drafted guidelines to local police departments on this issue.
Hmm.
The most extensive out of all the general orders I've read from police departments over the years.
I'm interested in this. Now, will you be posting this? Do you have an account at the Free Talk Live BBS?
Yes, I do.
I'd love to have you post that in the show prep section because
sure.
I want to take a look at this. I'd like to print this out and send it to the local cops.
Yeah, there's a lot of links, a lot of hyperlinks that you can find. He references a lot of stories in this. And let me just...
Because I'd love to get that. It was an 11-page notice from the...
from the DOJ.
Yes.
I'd love to send that to these local yokels here, that the local police are okay with recording, but the sheriffs at their courthouse have a real problem with it. And that's one of the reasons why I was arrested there. Not because I was recording, but originally I was recording their government bureaucrats at the court building out in their parking lot, and they hit me with a no trespass order because of it.
Right. Yeah. We did a story on that for Freaking TV about how Ian is basically being silenced through
me
no trespass
and like five
orders.
Or six other activists.
But you especially, because I think you have the boatload of locations that you can't go.
I think I probably have the most. Yeah, and then Derek J, the second most.
It's interesting. If you draw a map of Keene and you highlight the areas that Ian can't go, it's sort of like a chessboard at this point. Where Ian, oh, you can go there, yes. Oh, good thing you can move in a diagonal.
Yeah.
So basically he says at the end of this, it's right at the end of the article, but he hasn't had time. Carlos Miller. I would love to break down the letter for you, but I'm still digesting it, and it's late or early, depending on how much sleep you've had. So maybe you guys can help me out by copying, pasting the positives and negatives you find in the letter. And then he has a couple quotes from the letter here that are quite interesting.
So this is the letter to Baltimore PD from the Department of Justice.
That's right. Quote, members of the press and members of the general public enjoy the same rights in any area accessible to the general public, unquote. Quote, no individual is required to display press credentials in order to exercise his or her right to observe, photograph, or video record police actively taking place in an area accessible to or within view of the general public.
Wow.
Another one. Because you're recording police officers in a public discharge of their duties is protected by the First Amendment, policies should prohibit interference of recording of police activities except in narrowly circumscribed situations. More particularly, policy should instruct officers that, except under limited circumstances, officers must not search or seize a camera or recording a device without a warrant. In addition, policies should prohibit more subtle actions that may nonetheless infringe upon individuals' First Amendment rights. Officers should be advised not to threaten, intimidate, or otherwise discourage an individual from recording police officer enforcement activities or intentionally block or obstruct cameras or recording devices, which we've seen in Cheshire Superior Court.
Absolutely. Not only that, but how about the incidents or the incident where I was in jail at this time, but it was the Derek J. dance party where he's sitting in jail for this right now, for throwing a dance party in the local park here in town, which is a very quiet party. Mark was there, who's normally co-hosting on the show. He said he was 30 feet away from the area in which the music was being played. He could barely even hear it, so it certainly wasn't disturbing anybody. When the cops showed up to arrest, they were arresting Derek. It was during the process of the arrest that Jason Repture, who was on a video camera out, was recording this. Police come up and try to move him out of the way. They actually shined a flashlight in his camera,
yes,
to attempt to obscure him. That would be a clear violation of that the provision you just mentioned.
That's right. And not only that, but they acted in a coordinated effort. There were several cameras, and based on the footage of nearly all the cameras in that area, you can see the police officers each sort of get the idea, oh, he's going to apply pepper spray to this handcuffed individual and it's going to look bad. Let's all do our part to prevent footage from being captured.
They sure did.
But unfortunately, they were not successful, and we have good footage of Derek getting pepper sprayed while handcuffed, which is very unfortunate.
Somewhat successful.
There's one more quote here that I want to read. This principle is particularly important in the current age where widespread access to recording devices and online media have provided private individuals with the capacity to gather and disseminate newsworthy information with an ease that rivals that of traditional news media.
Absolutely.
So,
and they hate it.
Yep.
The government guys hate it. And I'm glad to see that at least some of the people in the Department of Justice have their heads on straight on this issue.
One of the few issues they have their heads on straight. I recently released a video showing Eric Holder saying how we need to brainwash kids in order to promote people not having guns.
You posted that actually recently at freekeen.com.
Right.
So folks can go there and see that, freekeen.com. 855-450-FREE. Probably have to scroll down a little ways. Might be on a prior page, but it's there. You can take control here. Give your thoughts on recording the cops or whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkitt with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy all the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Listening options included. We've got live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband. So different size streams for different size internet connections. Our radio listening options include over 100 AM and FM stations across the country. Our satellite listening choices include XM Satellite Radio, where you'll find us on two channels throughout the week. Plus, there's our free-to-air KU-band channel, which is also available. And the webcam, the listen lines as well, which allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. And, of course, archives going way back to 2006. All of it is free. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. Get tuned in. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And if you're thinking about starting a business, you can incorporate it, LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out personally. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, and trademarks. You can use code FTL and save $10 off your order by going to LegalZoom.com. Once again, LegalZoom.com. And we've been discussing the issue of freedom of the press and your right to be the press. You don't need a press pass. In fact, I believe the Department of Justice, one of their quotes in a letter, 10-page or 11-page letter that they wrote to the Baltimore Police Department, who has been abusing people's rights, was essentially that you don't need a press pass to have the ability to record the police. You don't have to ask anyone's permission. If the police are in a place where they are publicly accessible, then they should be able to be recorded.
That's right. And I think it's a great thing that all of these, we have the Seventh Circuit Court, the First Circuit Court, we have the Department of Justice. So we have a lot of these sort of federal entities that are backing up this right to record. It's unfortunate that so many states have a problem with this. I don't know why. We know why the states have an issue with it. But I don't know why it has to come from the feds, because I've abandoned pretty much all hope for the feds to do anything right. So.
Me too. I don't want to support them because they do so much wrong. They hurt so many peaceful people. They kill people around the world. I can't bring myself to support them. But I certainly can cheer them on as far as, well, hey, you know, the broken clock strikes right a couple times a day, and in this case they've got it right.
Does that create any kind of moral hazard, whereas, you know, it's easy for a lot of these things just to say, well, you know, different states can choose how they want to go about that issue, but it shouldn't be the federal government doing it. But then when it comes to things like the right to record police officers, I'm not going to get in the feds' way if they want to make that national law that you can do that. But I think it's a slippery slope, because if they make it the law, they can also tweak the law to make it actually work against reporters in the press. So it's one of those, should it be left to the states to decide if they want to allow people to report?
They're violating their own constitutions. I mean, here in New Hampshire, the right of the free press shall be inviolably preserved, which is a huge joke. I mean, they're not doing anything to preserve it at all. They're completely just running roughshod all over top of it. So I agree with you, though. It is a slippery slope, and I don't support using the federal government to get my way, which is one of the reasons why Brad Jardis, who was hosting on Monday nights with us for a little while, we maybe end up shuffling him around, just kind of moving folks around, but he's a former cop. He's one of these inside-the-system guys, and he believes in using the federal government's laws against the state governments, and I can't do it myself. You know, he's suggesting that I should take this, you know, the state government suppressing people to court, to federal court, and I'm like, well, I can't do that because I don't pay them, so I don't feel right. It wouldn't feel right for me to go in and use their services if I'm not paying them.
Well, I don't think you should feel like just because you don't pay for these services, you don't allow yourself to be coerced into paying for these services, that you should feel like you're not right in using them. I mean,
why? Because shouldn't I pay for something I use?
Do you drive on the interstates?
Well, yeah.
Well, you're using it, and you're
but
not
I have
paying
to.
For it.
I mean, I you know, there's pretty much if I'm going
to
go.
Well, you don't have to. Be going out of your way to not do that. It's necessary.
Isn't the interstate come out of gas taxes anyway?
It does, yeah. So technically I am paying for them.
Basically gas is sort of a use.
What I'm saying is you can't, in a business that gets its funding through coercive measures, you don't have to look at it that way. You're not ripping anyone off by using the services just because it's basically like the slave owner decided to put a pool in. Just because you're against the slave owner owning slave doesn't mean that if you're a slave you can't use the pool. It's hot. It's the South.
There are
picking cotton all day.
There's no doubt. I think one of the more persuasive arguments has been that, well, it's the only option. Like, you can't get... you don't have the ability to use an arbitrator with these people, right? So there's not any other way to bring them to justice, these state government guys. And I think that's a pretty persuasive point. But I don't know, Alan.
Well, you also don't have
right.
to. You also then shouldn't vote for Ron Paul, because if you don't pay the feds their money, well, what say should you have, and who's
that's
president?
True. That's true.
So
good point.
You can't really apply that consistency. I say, you know, if you see it in your advantage to take something to federal court, I don't think you should allow the idea that just because you don't pay federal taxes get in your way of doing that.
Yeah, I personally don't see... It's sort of like you're put into this situation, and regardless of whether you like it or not, the state is going to aggress against you because that's what they do. I mean, that's pretty much all they're good at is giving people a hard time. So no matter what you pay for, it's not like they're going to stop giving you their services when they arrest you for anything. You know, they're not going to stop giving you your services when they take you to court over things. So it's like they could care less. It, that little bit of obedience is mainly for the masses, I think. It's sort of one of those, you know, like the, what do they say, the tax money that they give for federal taxes actually just goes to pay the interest on the debt for the Federal Reserve. So it's like, yeah, that money isn't even paying for anything.
Their business model is not a pay-per-use model. Their business model is I'll steal your money and you'll get what I give you.
Yes,
true. But I don't like letting them steal my money, so they haven't been very successful at that. So let's go to the phones here. Jason, listening in Indy to WXNT. What's on your mind tonight, Jason?
Well, I feel like we're missing the argument on that. You know, I don't think it's the fact that Trayvon smoked marijuana or had marijuana in its system. It was a point that we're just now hearing about it. Where, and granted, they may have not have known it. You know, the police, as far as the entire investigation until now, until they're, you know, they're disclosing everything. But I listen to talk radio all day long, and I feel like we need to read between the lines on this. And by the way, thank you for having me on.
Sure. What do you mean when you say read between the lines on this?
When I say read between the lines, I think the argument that is trying to be made is not so much that he had marijuana in his system, but we have tried to portray, or the media has tried to portray this kid, you know, as the sweet 7-12-year-old, you know, not a thug with gold in his teeth, which isn't a problem, but it's not a true, real-life, current perspective on the kid.
Well, what does that have to do with him smoking marijuana? I mean, all kinds of people smoke marijuana.
Yeah, and God knows I am. You know,
does that make you a thug?
What's that now?
Does that make you a thug? Because you smoke some pot?
No, it does not.
I'll tell you what, hold that thought, Jason. We'll bring you back here in a moment.
It does not make me a thug, but it also...
Stick with us. We'll bring you back. We want to make sure you have a chance to get your thoughts out. 855-450-FREE. More with Jason and Indy here in a moment. Also, your calls as well about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, and can be smoked almost anywhere. PowerVapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. iodine.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system where you can go and get interactive. bbs.freetalklive.com. You can interact with other listeners there. Also get our show notes, so the stuff that we talk about on the air. So JJ was just telling us about this article over at pixic.com, P-I-X-I-Q, with Carlos Miller reporting on the Department of Justice laying the smackdown on the Baltimore City Police Department and their policy of arresting people for recording video of the police. The documentation's all there, and you just posted over in the show prep section or the show notes section, JJ, and I've just pulled up that document so I can print it out for my my case.
Yeah, and it's a good thing for you if you're going to go out and cop block or film cops to bring this sort of literature with you, because it's you might persuade them to not take you in a cage, but it's doubtful. But then again, you can definitely use it in a court case. Oh, what is that document that I handed you, sir? Remember that? Oh, yeah, that was this. Can you show it to... Yeah, that's right. The one that says you shouldn't be doing this?
Absolutely.
Did you take any time to read that, sir?
You could also send it to the police department in advance, exactly. Kind of like the ACLU did, as we were discussing earlier. But by the way, if you want to make your activism more effective, move to New Hampshire. Join the Free State Project. Get together with other people that love the ideas of liberty. The reason why the three of us, Allie from Alabama, JJ from Wisconsin, myself originally from Florida, the reason why the three of us are here in this room together is because of the Free State Project. Because we knew that in order to make our chances at achieving liberty in our lifetime greater, we had to get together with people who think like us. All the activism that we've been telling you about over the years that's been happening up here in New Hampshire never could have happened where I come from in Florida. could not have happened.
No.
We just didn't have the people. We didn't have the numbers. We didn't have, and of the people that were supposedly activists, we didn't have as many of them that are actually doing anything. So you've got to get together. You've got to bring the efforts so you can multiply one another's efforts and help each other out.
Like I was telling Allie, I was basically relaying my Ron Paul story as I sort of, before I moved here for the Free State Project, I was a meetup organizer for Greater Milwaukee for Ron Paul's 2007 presidential primary run. And I had, you know, 100, 150 people in the meetup group. For
Greater
Milwaukee is 1.5 million, so you figure it should be a pretty big group. And if I got three people to show up to do a sine wave, I was lucky. And so that's what caused me to move to New Hampshire. And as soon as I came here, you know, I hung out, and there's regularly large groups of people willing to do all sorts of things, and currently I have
All you have to do is ask them.
Six or seven people helping with the TV show, so it's like you can get stuff done here.
Absolutely. But you've got to be willing to take the initiative and create. Had you not stepped up and been willing to take the lead on the TV show, there'd be no TV show.
Right.
Unless someone else stepped up. And we don't know if they would have or not. But you did. You took the reins. You took the initiative. And now you've had a product that's been on the air for nearly a year. It's been in production for over a year at this point.
Yep.
And folks can go to tv.freekeen.com to see the episodes of Freekeen TV and see what just a few activists who are willing to commit to a regular schedule of production are able to accomplish. And I think it's quite the accomplishment. There just aren't very many other liberty-oriented TV shows out there that aren't, you know, well-funded like John Stossel.
Right.
You know? You know, you can literally count the liberty-oriented TV shows on one hand. You know, you got John Stossel, Penn & Teller's BS, which is off the air now, and Freekeen TV.
And right. There are plans in the making to make Freekeen TV even better than it is. A substantial change, so that's going to be exciting.
All right, so I'm sure you'll tell us more about that when the time is right. Let's get back to Jason, though. He's been waiting patiently. He wants to talk about the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case. Jason, with the news coming out that Trayvon Martin had THC in his system, you're saying this is somehow relevant? I guess I didn't hear enough about what you had to say, so go ahead.
Well, here's my argument. You know, I feel like for us to be free, okay, we have to hold the media accountable. They control so much. And I truly believe that you guys feel the same way. Mm-hmm. And just the fact that
you feel like the media's gone wrong in this.
I apologize.
How has the media messed up this story?
It's been completely slanted from the get-go until now. When you know some of these police reports are coming out, and not that the THC is. I don't think the THC is the issue, even with talk radio pundits. I think the fact that the media has just portrayed him as this infallible kid that, you know, just happened to be walking through a neighborhood, and that very well may be the case.
Well, right. But no one has alleged that Trayvon Martin was doing anything wrong. He was just walking to his girlfriend's house.
You're exactly right. But nothing has been reported at all in a sense. It has been reported, I apologize, but any pros, any positive stuff about George Zimmerman has completely become swept under the rug. It's, you know, from the get-go, it was just,
I don't care about his character.
He was a racist kid. And no, and we shouldn't. And that's not the issue. The argument should be, why has the media hidden it? And why do we just continue to just, like, be spoon-fed everything by whether you listen to MSNBC, whether you listen to Fox News? You know,
I don't listen to any of them.
We should be free to come to our own conclusion.
I agree that the media shouldn't be spoon-feeding people their positions on things. I think people would have to learn to think for themselves at some point if they didn't have a media that did that. Although I think people do appreciate the media will give them their ideas so that then they don't have to think for themselves. Apparently that's something people look for. But I have heard the argument that this story has been used to made big, been expanded because it fits the narrative that certain outlets want to put out there, which is that race is a huge issue and there's all these racists going out shooting black kids and, you know, it's a, you know, racism is an issue. Look at the justice system, though. If you want to look at the most rampant case of racism, they should be looking at, you know, prisons and the courts and how that they're
how
dealing
they target
with this.
Blacks and Hispanics
right.
and poor whites.
What do you mean? I'm sorry, I don't understand how the justice system.
Well, first of all, one of the stories we're not going to have time to get to tonight, but maybe JJ can put it on hold for next week is...
No, please. I mean, I just...
Well, no, you asked a question. I'm going to answer your question. Give an example, Louisiana has the most incarcerated population of the entire United States, which means it has the most incarcerated rate of the entire world. The U.S. has a tremendous level of incarceration, and it's mostly against Hispanics and blacks and, of course, poor whites as well. And so what you're saying, Ali, is what I'm hearing you say, and correct me if I'm wrong, is, well, how come if this is fitting this narrative, why isn't the media focusing on those things,
right.
The bigger issues?
If they really wanted to find evidence of racism in the United States, why don't they look to the government and what the government does as far as putting people behind bars, and it's disproportionately skewed against minorities.
Right. In New Orleans, for example, hold on one second.
No.
New Orleans, 1 in 7 black men is in prison on parole or on probation, which is a huge, huge rate.
Yeah, but you have to look at the demographic of that area, too.
No, you can just look across the whole country, man. I mean, I can tell you.
Yeah, and each pocket of the country, I mean, there are so many pockets of the country, I mean, that... You know, you have to factor in the demographics of the larger urban areas that are mostly populated by those.
I can tell you, if you are a black guy in Keene, New Hampshire, where there's maybe 10 black guys, that you are going to be targeted more so than other people. I mean, it's a fact. You can talk to people who are blacks or Hispanics, regardless of demographics. They are unduly targeted by the police for enforcement.
Yeah.
It's a fact. Okay, but the media isn't talking about that, and I think that goes to what Ali's saying here, is that there absolutely is a bias in the media, and it's a pro-state bias. Because how come they aren't reporting on the cops who are killing people? Not just blacks and Hispanics, but white guys as well. I mean, the cops are out there murdering people left and right, and there's nobody calling them out hardly. Jason, thanks for the call, man. You can call again tomorrow night. We've got more folks who want to get on the air here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time, perhaps, for your call if you make it now at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight is Ian,
Allie,
and JJ.
And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you can link into Amazon. There are Amazons for Canada, the UK, and the US. Click into the right Amazon for you, get your shopping taken care of, and whatever it is you're ordering, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price because you're entering through our links over at shop.freetalklive.com. Again, shop.freetalklive.com. Oh, and by the way, the URL for the Free State Project is freestateproject.org. But more importantly, we are now 1 month away from the beginning of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's going to be here before you know it. It's still not too late to get registered. $35 will cover your entire week. You still have to pay for camping on top of that. But it's a camping festival where hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people will be gathering. They'll be having fun. They'll be playing games. There'll be family activities. There'll be music. There'll be live performances. There's going to be a roast. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live. Agorist vendors. People are going to be selling things without government permission. I mean, it's just a blast.
And make sure to stop by the Shire Society Pavilion.
Excellent.
Because there's going to be so much going on there that you're going to want to see. And for those fortunate people that have YouTube, there will be pretty much everything will be put on YouTube because I'll be running a camera rig that will be recorded pretty much everything going on there.
It's exciting. It's going to be great. And you can learn more at porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We're going to continue here taking your calls. Chris is on the line listening in California. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
I have actually kind of like a positive kind of critique with regards to the activism that you guys are engaged in.
Okay.
And then actually a really positive idea. Basically, like, I've made a really long study myself, and this is just really my opinion, but it's really up for you guys' consideration. I've been studying philosophy and Immanuel Kant's philosophy on the categorical imperative, which means that we don't respect individuals because necessarily that they own themselves, but it stems from the fact rather that they're rational beings. Like, none of us can know anything exactly for sure, but one thing that we know for sure is cognito ergo sum. Like, I think, therefore, I am. So, a lot of times what happens is what turns me on to that, getting involved in that type of activation.
What type of activism?
Activism is, for example, when, you know, the Adam and the Man type of scenarios, because, you know, the cops, yeah, they're cops, and they're acting like tyrants, but we're still using them as means to an end, you know. And it doesn't seem to be in the long run very effective. Now,
what is it you're referring to? Can you give me an example of what are you talking about?
Like, for example, you know, when you go, you know, to a place where there's a bunch of people and you're making a bunch of noise and you're like, it's freedom of speech and that type of thing, and the cops come in and, you know, like, you're obviously causing a distraction. Like, people don't get it. They don't think on that plane. That doesn't get converts. And the point that I'm trying to make here is that I'm not Mormon anymore, but I grew up in the Mormon church.
Okay.
All right. And my family in the Mormon church goes way, way back. And a lot of my friends are Mormon. And if you want to play in the arena of, like, mass conversion, okay, it's not done that way. Not even historically speaking.
So you're saying no protests.
Well, you can protest, but you see, like, I went on a mission, and they sent me to South America, you know, and, like, leaving the United States and entering into this new paradigm and being in contact with actual poverty and that type of thing was, like, this huge challenge, right? But you see, the thing is we weren't going, you know, 19, 20, 21 years old, we weren't going up to houses to be like, hey, you want to join our goofy religion? We were going up to their houses, and we were like, is there any way we can serve you? And then, you know, we're going up to their houses, be like, we have a message about love, hope, and compassion. Can we come in and sit down with your family?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and what I'm saying is that we baptized thousands of people, dude. And, you know, whatever can be said about the cliches about Mormonism and the magic underwear and that type of thing, that's the only way it's really going to be done.
Because I like that, but do you recognize that maybe they agreed to being baptized because they are thankful for what you're doing for them, not because they think their religion is so credible?
It's the love and compassion. Listen, trust me, when I was a missionary, I tried to be really smart in like my reasonings and stuff like that, to like all the reasons why intellectually they should become a Mormon and that type of thing, and it never worked. But irregardless of whether it was funky doctrine I was talking about, when it was centered on love and compassion, when that bond was made between me and that other person, they became part of, you know, our social network, so to speak, within the
I think it's great to come from a perspective of love and compassion, and I try to do it as often as I can and reject anger and shift away from those sorts of things.
It's the methodology.
Well, I just want to talk a little bit more about what you're talking about here, because maybe you've misunderstood some of the things that go on around here. First of all, you're talking with three different people on the air here tonight. Each one of those three has different types of activism approaches. As far as the things that they consider important. But I hear you describing more of like a protest chanting sort of thing, and I don't do chanting. That's not my thing. I don't do that. You know, if I'm going to hold a sign, I'm going to hold a sign, I'm going to wave, and I'm going to smile at people. I think chanting is it's despicable. So what specific are you critiquing that you've seen go on up here?
It's the whole thing about taking really seriously when you guys are talking about the principle of non-aggression. If you're going to take that principle seriously at its root, you have to understand what it means to have the categorical imperative of treating person really as an end of themselves and not as a means.
That's cool, but you're not answering my question.
Answering your question, because it doesn't matter what it is that I do or whatever hypothetical situation I give you. That's just the point. You can't.
Well, I'm not asking for a hypothetical.
You
said you were critiquing activism that you'd seen go on.
Right.
So I'm asking you for a specific example of something you've seen.
Well, a lot of the videos that you do, do when you're, for example, the one with what's his name, the other guy from Utah that was running for president, and it wasn't even really that important of a guy, and you guys showed up, and you guys were like on top of a balcony or something, and everybody was downstairs. And you're just,
Yeah. Okay, so the Huntsman event, where me, myself, and Derek Jay and some other folks showed up with signs.
Right.
We went up to John Huntsman was giving a speech at the local college. There was two tiers, so there was the ground floor and the upper floor, and we went. We held signs up above the area. What was the problem there?
Yeah. Well, the problem is the whole point is the idea is to get the cops out, right?
So that that wasn't the idea. The idea was to stand there and hold signs.
On, you guys, like, really, seriously, that is, like, the typical
No, I wanted
way
to stand there and hold signs.
It's been going on since, like, the 60s. Like, the yuppies couldn't get it right. What I'm saying is that if you want to look seriously at what it means to mass convert, that's the way it's done, historically speaking.
Okay,
the thing that you guys are doing has been done before, and it produces results, but it's only to a limit. If you want to take it,
so you're saying go door to door
to the other level.
You should do
you
that.
Need to go door to door, and you need to be like, this is not about regurgitating Rothbard.
Because that's not going to upset people, going door to door and trying to convert them politically.
It's not, because it's not about regurgitating Rothbard. It's about just leaving all that aside and just focusing on the principle
of non-aggression.
Here's why
you might be right. You might be right in some aspect, but I just have to say at least this. I think that you can't really... Where did you say your mission trip was?
It was in Uruguay.
Okay, I don't think that you can make a direct comparison between Uruguay and the United States and say...
I can make a direct comparison.
Well,
listen,
what I'm saying is that the people there are needy, and they will believe any philosophy, or at least pretend to, if you give them food.
That's not true. That's not true, because what you're saying, you guys...
You incentivize them by giving them what they want and need.
Reasoning. You're assuming that I just converted those guys because I was hanging around a bunch of poor and uneducated people.
The Mormons go door-to-door in this country.
Mormons go door-to-door in this country, too. And
how's they're a lot less successful, probably.
How's it gone for you guys when the Mormons have shown up? I mean, they care. They want to approach you from love and peace.
I avoid... If anyone who looked like a Mormon came to my door, I'd probably not answer just because... Because I don't want it to be awkward when I have to tell them that I just frankly know that I'm not going to become a Mormon.
There's a lot of Mormon missionaries who are very good missionaries, but what I'm telling you guys, if you look at the history,
Chris,
and you talk to the people who are actually out there doing it, you can even look at the evangelicals.
Great.
Going
out Chris,
there
here's what I'd suggest
home.
For you. When you know, if you want, go ahead, give it a try, and let us know how it works. And if it's a really successful method to bring people on board with the ideas of liberty, certainly people will join you, and they'll come
really
on board with that.
Well, what I really need to know is have you guys consider is whether or not you guys realize that you commit an act of aggression against those police officers when you use them as your props.
Are you trolling?
I'm not trolling.
You're trolling me. Come
I don't
on.
Buy that
I'm not
at all.
An act of aggression when we use the police
as
props.
You're using them as
you are absolutely ludicrous.
Wow.
And I wish I had more time to talk to you. So call us tomorrow night. I'd love to talk to you further about this, Chris. Call anytime when we're not running out, because that's what we're doing right now. Yeah.
An act of aggression, huh?
As though I want the police to come and arrest me and my friends.
He thinks that.
Absurd.
He really thinks that.
I do not support active aggression against police officers.
Good luck with your door-to-door recruiting. I don't predict it'll be very successful.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free-market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.